Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Hi, everybody. Doug Steffen here, another American Family Farmer on the air. This week in the news department, I want to talk about what's going on in the future realm, if you will. I noticed that the Biden administration is talking a lot about the future of farmers. That's sort of in tandem with the farm bill that is being heard now and probably won't get passed until December, runs out at the end of September, which is where we find ourselves at the moment. And like a lot of other things that have to do with the government, the shutdown is looming. As this airs, hopefully there isn't one. You'd like to think that cooler and smarter heads would prevail. There's also another bill that we've been talking about a good deal, and that's the Right to Repair bill, which I want to spend some time on here. The National Farmers Union, which is one of the two organizations I belong to, I think both of them have their place. That is the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union. The American Farm Bureau Federation tends to be a little right of center politically, and the NFU stands for positions that are a little bit left of center. Now, having said that, the following statement has been issued in support of the Right to Repair Act. There's a bill that has been introduced, if you haven't heard about it yet, introduced in Congress by Representative Marie Glusenkamp, who is, her name is Marie Glusenkamp Perez, and she is from Washington State. She and some other Congress people from Virginia, Colorado, and Michigan have endorsed and supported this legislation, which was passed in Colorado. So here's what the president of the NFU had to say. Quote, the guy's name is Rob LaRue. The introduction of the Agricultural Right to Repair Act is an important step in our fight to ensure farmers across the country have fair and affordable access to parts, tools, and information that they need to fix their farm equipment. He goes on to say he thanks the people that got involved in this bill to guarantee farmers the right to repair. I can't believe in a progressive society, the United States of America in the year 2023 has to do this. But it shows you how bad and out of control the huge agribusinesses are. And those of you who continue to buy John Deere products, John Deere tractors, combines, implements, whatever it is, you're feeding into this. They're not the only ones, but they're the worst when it comes to the right to repair your equipment. You own it. You bought it. You should be able to take care of it. And the fact that there are people out there who are trying to take that right away from you is obscene. And so what I try not to do, because this is the news segment, I put my opinions off to the last segment of the program, but I, in this circumstance, I have to underscore what the National Farmers Union is saying. Farmers deserve to be able to fix their equipment without any exceptions whatsoever. The senior right to repair campaign director, a guy named Nathan Proctor, said, quote, "We were thrilled that Colorado led the way, and now we're proud to support the effort to protect farmers all across the country." There, you know, we have in the reality of our farming world, we have very tight windows to complete important, necessary work. And any time our farm equipment breaks down, it endangers our crops, and the manufacturers don't seem to give a damn. Now, this is my way of interpolating what has gone on. I've said basically the same thing for the past year plus. The fact that there is a need for this bill tells you the state of the agriculture industry, the stranglehold that Big Ag and these big corporations that feed into Big Ag, like John Deere, have. It's not, I'm being nice by saying it's not appropriate. It's pretty damned outrageous, frankly, when you get right down to it. So happy to have that in the news bucket this week. Also, the question about foreign ownership of land comes up again, thanks to some of my friends who are in the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. There's a story out of Nebraska that had a law on the books for 100 years or more that limited foreign ownership of land, leases of land. And so now why is there a question about who's buying land in Nebraska? Well, it's not so much who's buying land in Nebraska. It's who's buying land elsewhere. The estate, there is a question, though, in terms of Nebraska. Those of you who live there listening to this program, you're probably familiar with the fact that lawmakers are concerned because there's really no clarification as to how to enforce that law, which agency does it, and what penalties are levied for violating it. And so the biggest hole, apparently, one of these traditional foreign ownership laws that would restrict anybody, but there's no enforcement of it. So people are coming in, mostly Chinese, buying up land in Nebraska, and the law is not being enforced. So now they're waking up to the fact that they don't need a new law in the books. They need to enforce the law because China is the focus. Reports about Chinese interest in U.S. farmland has concerned the constituents in Nebraska because of how much land the Smithfield Pork Company owns and the seed giant Syngenta, two communist Chinese-owned companies that are buying up land to go along with the companies. So this is very appropriate, and I think it's time not only the state of Nebraska look at this and clarify the law, but other states make new laws. There's a lot of foreign investment in farmland because of solar power and wind power. There's a lot of that being driven. Just to give you an example, in Nebraska, because we're focusing on Nebraska, that state shows that foreign interests own or lease almost 800,000 acres of ag land. In one state! That is unacceptable. So, and especially if you look back 10 years, the number of land, the number of acres of land in 2012 was 34,000 acres. And now 10 years later, it's almost 800,000 acres. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So, and there are some Canadian companies and some Italian companies that have land there. They're not the ones that we're concerned about. Chinese ownership of U.S. ag land in terms of foreign ownership, 90% of foreign interests that own land in America are Chinese. Why do you think that's that? We are that asleep. And you as farmers should be in touch with...
It keeps going and going and going.
Right, yeah. Drama, right? Don't need it, but we certainly have plenty of it. Here's another one. This is an interesting reality. A family had put together a nationwide gang, and the gang was stealing catalytic converters, big theft ring. So
this was a huge thing that was happening for a while. James, didn't this happen to you? Was it your Cadillac?
Yeah, so a big thing. Yeah, a big thing in Dallas. It was actually right when I started. They would take and cut the catalytic converter from your car because there's, what is it? I think it's platinum that's in the
car. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so you can sell that to a junkyard for like $300 to $500, depending on the model. It's crazy.
It's a salvage yard, not a junkyard.
It's
got to go. They convert it. Actually, what they do is they convert it into more. They melt it down and use it to make more catalytic converters.
Right, exactly. And it's honestly, it's so absurdly easy to just get under it and just snip it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, either end, bing, bang, boom, you're out. 30 seconds, you're done.
That's it.
So this mother and her two sons were paid $38 million to transport these stolen catalytic converters from California to New Jersey. Well, this is kind of an interesting reality, right? There were 39 charges brought against this family. And there are others involved in this, 9 people altogether, who are involved in this ring, facing charges in California and elsewhere. They were, this is the DG Auto Parts. This is a junkyard chain, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they're the ones that were getting catalytic converters. And they
this
were
the kind of family business you want to hand over to your children.
This is really an amazing thing. The parts, when you take a catalytic converter out of a car, it's worth $1,000. If you didn't know that. And so now they're putting the new cars have catalytic converters that are put in some place where you can't get at them. It took them about 10 years. How long? I remember when catalytic converters were first required. It's been quite a while. It's one of those things that supposedly cleans up the air, which is a nonsensical waste of time because it doesn't. And then it leads to what it's led to, which is this crime ring. Imagine this kind of $600 million involved in this. Wowzer. Park your car in the garage and lock it. It's 18 after on good day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. and now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so let's get to some of the things here that I know Michael would like to talk about. Michael Harrison is here, as he usually is on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing what has been the major discussion points. The charts for this week, October 16th to the 20th, available at talkers.com, also gooddayshow.com. Let's go to the number two thing, because there's a lot of yak about Jim Jordan, who apparently wants to take a third shot at being the Speaker of the House, remembering also that it took McCarthy, 15 shots before he got in. There's not any favorites. The Republicans are eating their young, as they usually do, and fighting amongst themselves. So, you know, what's it going to do? It's going to cost him seats at the election, I think. What do you think?
I think it's when you say it's going to cost them a seat at the election.
No, seats. Next year when they have elections again for Congress, I think the Republicans are screwing themselves right now because they're so disorganized and angry at guys like Gates who are screwing up the party, and the Democrats are loving it. So
now, the interesting thing is that the when McCarthy was running, his problem was with the opposite end of the spectrum in the party. It's hard to tell where the battle lines are drawn.
Yeah.
It's so complicated now, the GOP, and they're basically held hostage to a small group.
Right, they have one or two guys?
Yeah, they have it because they have such a thin majority. No, there's no question in my mind that they run the risk. There's no question they run the risk. That's a kind of a tempered statement of losing seats and immediately losing the majority. But but they also run the risk of losing the general election.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny how, you know, it's like we take one step at a time in making predictions. But the general election is something that is very, very hard to predict at this point in terms of if it's Biden and Trump.
Ugh.
I mean, not to mention, Trump's situation is very hard.
President in jail. See the headlines. And there's some talk that Trump is thinking, you know, it's probably just talk, but who knows, interesting talk, that Trump wants to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. run with him. I don't think Kennedy would run with him. Can you imagine how apoplectic his family would be?
Yeah. I personally don't think that Robert Kennedy is a strong candidate. I think that he's an oddity. And
if the election were today, I'd vote for him.
You would?
Yep, absolutely. Why? To think about it. Why?
Yeah, why?
Because I think he represents a lot of quietly misplaced the focus on issues and the way that they're being framed by the news media. I think he pulls us away from the constant frame of the right versus the left and the so characterization of what's good and what's bad. I think he gives us a lot to think about because he's such an anomaly, even in his own family. And the issues, the way he feels about some of the issues, vaccines seem to give him the most hooch, but there are plenty of other things that he has positions on that are, for my taste, what I, you know, I'm kind of an independent bloke, a libertarian, and he's got a lot of that in his I was going to say in his closet, in his couture, in the way that he's presenting himself. And so who says he has to be like all the rest of the Kennedy family? His name gives him some credibility, and he goes from there. And the news media is not going to like him because the news media is liberal, and they don't like guys like that, for the most part.
You really think the news media is liberal?
I think there's way too much liberalism in traditional media. I think that we have the right-wing outlets that are prominent and have had an important sway in a lot. But I think the electronic media especially is extraordinarily left of center. All right, having said that, got to pause here now with Michael at 28 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is stepping up its military presence in the Middle East, including air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. Blinken noted that includes making sure the U.S. can effectively defend our people if Iran tries to escalate the Israelis' war with Hamas. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee is making it clear that being without a speaker is not delaying USAID to Israel.
Looks like it'll be about 2 weeks before that package comes out, and certainly we all hope we'll have a speaker by then.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Ohio Republican Mike Turner says the Senate is taking up the $105 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the U.S. southern border. President Biden and Pope Francis are discussing the conflict in the Middle East. The two leaders spoke about the latest developments in Israel and Gaza. Dave Collins, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Shout out the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the
light. Hey, Neil Young. Cucamonga. Some of his songs are kind of neat. This is one of them. That's the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. This program is brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which will be happy to provide you with insurance. Your motorcycle needs insurance. Yep. Check. Boats. Check. RVs. Check. Want protection on the road and on the water. Hopefully not at the same time. But listen, you can never tell. If it's a James Bond movie, the stuff comes right off the road, goes right into the water, right? So if you have something like that, you're all set, because they got them both covered, land and sea. 800-PROGRESSIVE, or online at progressive.com. How about them apples? Okay, so I seem to have traveling on my mind, as it's the time of year when I go back and forth, and I like it. I enjoy going back and forth, frankly. And so I was just looking over one of the surveys of the most expensive cities in our country. All right.
Ooh, and they are?
Using the average cost of living there, various price categories, like what does it cost to buy a house, what do the utilities cost, what do the groceries cost, cost to register and insure a car, health care, all kinds of things, goods and services. This is a survey put together by the Council for Community and Economic Research, which keeps track of the cost of living in 270 communities around the country. So, the top five are, you ready? Number five, Orange County. No surprise there.
That makes sense.
Yep. That's where Anaheim is, Irvine, Santa Ana, south of Los Angeles. It's the first county to come to when you go south of L.A. County.
A.K.A. the O.C.
Yeah, right, exactly. There are a lot of people who live there and enjoy the beach. There are a lot of people who live there that have been tourists, and then they become residents. 50 million tourists a year walk on the beaches of Orange County. Wow. That's a shocker. Right. The big airport there is the John Wayne Airport in Orange County. Okay, that's number five. These are the most expensive places. Cost of Living Index suggests these are the most expensive places to visit, but also to live. Brooklyn is number four. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Why would Brooklyn?
I don't think I would have guessed that. Well, I mean,
I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Yeah, any of the boroughs of NYC,
It's become more expensive than any other New York borough. That really is shocking, considering Manhattan. You'd think it would be Manhattan. But Brooklyn has become an international melting pot. One-third of the residents were born in another country. And there are 200 different languages spoken and 59 taught in the schools. Wow. How do you do that? That makes it kind of expensive for sure.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I went to Brendan and Sophie and I and Jasper went down. Sophie had some work in New York, so I went down and spent a couple of days with them. And this was last spring, I think. Wasn't it last spring? Yeah, it was May, I think, sometime. And so we were driving around, and we walked around and went to the Botanical Garden there. Amazing that there are 52 acres in the city that are free to have this kind of a garden, which is really, it's like kind of and when you go to Manhattan, right? You walk right into... what do you call it? There's not the garden. What do they call it? Just went out.
Central Park.
Central Park. Thank you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Number three most expensive. I thought the number one city would be San Francisco, but it's not. It's number three on the list of the most expensive places to live and visit in America. I don't really have to. The average cost of, listen to this. The average cost of renting a house, average cost, is $2,337 a month. The average cost to buy, the average price, the median price for a home in San Francisco is $1.4 million.
Good grief, and it doesn't even come with a yard.
No, that's right. They're just, kind of row houses, one on top of the other on top of the other. Anyway, and San Francisco's not what it used to be. I used to love to go to San Francisco. I wouldn't give you a nickel for it now. I just think it's become the homeless capital of the world. It's dirty. The streets are filthy. Ugh. The ruination of a wonderful place. Number two most expensive. This doesn't surprise me. Honolulu, right? There's no surprise there at all. The average cost of a cup of coffee is $5.40. I don't know what a cup of coffee. What does the average cup of coffee cost here? You go to
depends where you go.
Dunkin' Donuts. What's a Dunkin' Donuts? What's the cost of a cup of coffee? I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Yeah, but, I'm not sure. What I get at Starbucks is typically a little less than $6.
Yeah.
It's in the $5 to $6 range. But then if you go to some of the like mom and pop locally owned ones, some of them are less, some of them cost even more.
Number one on the list is the aforementioned Manhattan. So two boroughs in New York are the top five most expensive places to live in our country. Consumers there spend twice as much on goods and services and housing than any other city on average. Now, think about that for a second. Any other city, doesn't make any difference where it is. Manhattan is twice as expensive as any other place that you could go, and then it goes from there. 60 million people go through New York City every year. 12.2 million people live there. And put that together with who lives in Brooklyn and the Bronx and Queens. A lot of people in not much area. I would never live in New York, but I find it fascinating to visit. It's kind of a fun place to go.
I love New York.
Yeah, for a while. Not for too long, but some of the hotels are kind of fun. Hey, going there. All right, so there it is. Those of you contemplating travel, you'll notice that Bozeman, Montana is not on that list. And Las Vegas is not on that list, right? So what a great combination. It's not expensive, and you can get there free if you call 800-419-3684. Take advantage of the folks at 541 Travel. And as a matter of fact, there is a new thing. You can get two nights available in other places now. You just ask the question when you call 800-419-3684. So you want to try some other place for fun? Same deal. As a matter of fact, the Vegas thing is more valuable because there are so many people making reservations at this time of year to go to Las Vegas. Rooms are really super hard to get. You get yours free. It's easy. Jump on the phone, 800-419-3684, and get ready to go to listen to Adele. Let's see, who else are some of the people that are now performing there that we talk about? A lot of singing performers. I don't know if there's any comedians that are there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I feel like there's always comedians. And then, of course, the tours that come in. But who does have the residency right now? I think, is Miranda Lambert even still there? I think Usher is there. Usher's about to be there.
What is the attraction to Usher? I don't know that much about Usher.
Current day Usher, I'm unsure, but back in the day when he first came out, he, sign off on that.
Really?
He had great music you could dance to, and it was fun, and he was a good dancer, and fun to watch perform, and I'm not familiar with any of his newer stuff, but, like, his early aughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we are, I think we are obliged to talk about the war in Israel and what's going on and what has gone on there. The military, this is one of the things that they're trying to get to the bottom of, why they didn't know that the bad guys were coming, that Hamas was on the prowl. The last 20 years or so, the military there has been focusing on advanced air defenses, intelligence systems, because they thought the main security threat was unconventional. Rockets, right? And insurgent attacks. So what happened is that Hamas used bulldozers and other excavators and stuff to launch their low-tech frontal assaults. They actually had, and this is what's amazing, Israel didn't know, right under their nose, that they were building up the big mounds so that the people on these bikes and these ATVs, that's what they did. They just went up over the mounds and jumped into, they went over the fences and bingo. I don't understand this at all. A lot of people don't. What the heck was going on? Because it was pretty obvious what was going on. So, anyway. Back to I'm not sure I want to spend a lot of time on these things, but I suppose we ought to. The Middle East and the discussions here. A lot of protests on campuses in America. Would you consider that Gen Z? Are college students Gen Z or are they out of college?
I believe, college students are still the Gen Z category.
Definitely,
Yeah, are they?
Okay. Yes.
Are you, James, would you consider yourself Gen Z?
Yeah, I'm the earliest Gen Z that you can get.
Gen Z?
Exactly, yeah. I'm an old man, Gen Z.
And the eldest age, right? What are you, 24? 25?
Yeah, 24.
All right. Anyway, the campus protests that are going on, example of people, what we think in this country is if you're going to college, you're smart. Not necessarily always the case, as is demonstrated by some of the foolishness going on, and that's really what it is. The fear-based thinking that's being promoted by some of these rallies, the social media stuff, people expressing their views, their anger, they're evaluating from a complete point of ignorance. And that's, yeah, when you think about college again, you're thinking, okay, I'm sending my kid to college because he's going to get smarter. I don't think that's the case. It's certainly not here. I understand that there are different ways of looking at this stuff, especially when it comes to the Gaza hospital thing, all kinds of information, most of it wrong, that's coming out. And then you could say, well, how do you know? And I'm not the dumbest guy in town, and I can put two and two together. It's fairly obvious these people are not that subtle. And by the way, they've admitted, to the best of my knowledge, to shooting off a missile, the Palestinians, and it went to the wrong place. Haven't they? Isn't that part of this? They admitted it. So why are there so many protests against Israel because of this when it's clearly obvious that the Palestinians were responsible for the missile attack? And it wasn't even supposed to be an attack on the hospital. It just, they aren't very sophisticated when it comes to programming these missiles. They just shoot them off. And
well, it's for the civilians. It's for the humanity side, the civilians who are innocent in all of this.
What do you mean? It's for what? It's, well, you mean who got killed?
The people who aren't being killed but tortured. The Palestinians. There are Palestinians.
Yeah. But there's also a protest against Israel, Jay.
Exactly.
Well, what do you mean exactly? The Israelis aren't torturing
anybody. It's the civilians. It's the civilians across the board. No matter where they are, civilians, innocent people are not a part of this, but they are stuck in the middle of this. They are dying.
That's
they're
true.
Being kidnapped. They're being
tortured. But that's not the source of the stuff. The protests on college campuses aren't about that, for the most part. At least the ones the last few days have all been about the hospital getting blown up.
Which includes the innocent.
Yeah.
It is about that, though.
Well, I guess we have to define the terms, and we'll do that perhaps later on. But now, 48 after the hour is the time.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From Dawn of the Dead, which could be the theme for the American film industry if these guys don't get off their butts and figure out what's going on, SAG-AFTRA and the various proposals. So, Chucker, why? That's not why we're playing this now.
We're playing that because we're going to do sort of a countdown, I guess, to a Halloween playing, opening the segment with a horror theme. Music. That's my second all-time favorite horror movie, George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead, 1978, which is a sequel to his 1968 horror classic, Night of the Living Dead. Believe it or not, Doug, I know you're not the horror genre, but Dawn of the Dead was shot for like $800,000 at the Monroeville Mall in Pennsylvania. They shot it mostly overnights. Romero had access to that mall only overnight. And it's an amazing achievement if you like horror. And it works on multiple levels. Satire, adventure movie, end of the world movie, zombie movie. It's a great film. So stop knocking these movies, Doug.
Okay. Please. Whatever you say, Chucker.
All right.
All right. Bunch of A-list actors. George Clooney. And let's see, who's else in this list? Scarlett Johansson, Tyler Perry, pretty much all the A-listers. They're all pushing.
And what are they planning? They've agreed to kick in $150 million, pooling their own money into what, Kitty, for 3 years? What is it exactly?
It's the union fund, I think.
I said to you off air, I don't know enough about this to know about it, but how is that doing that? How does that help the struggling working actor? I mean, I said to you, which I believe, again, this is ultimately about the big A-list players starting to get impatient because they probably have, you know, projects in the pipeline that they want to get made, and if they want this to end.
It's 150 mil is nothing to sneeze at, no matter whether they're A-listers or not. Ben Affleck is in the group as well. Matt Damon, people that you all know. I don't mean to say it's simplistic, but they would benefit if they went back to work. You can't continue to stay off
forever.
No,
because
not have a career.
Somebody's going to sweat harder than the other, and one of them is going to get broke, and maybe damaged for a very, very long time. You know, nobody likes to see strikes. Obviously, and the entertainment industry does have importance in our culture, right? Because we are bored species, and we do want to watch something to clear, you know, whether it's movie or television or whatever it is, to occupy our time once in a while. And if there's nothing in the pipeline, as an industry, you know, think about movie theaters. It's very bad, ultimately. Yeah. I mean, they could salvage that going forward if this ends, but you know, if it goes on to March, April of next year, that would be detrimental to the industry on multiple levels.
Yeah, TV and the entertainment industry in general. So speaking of that, now this movie
we would run out of things to talk about. No,
we'll never run out of things.
Okay,
to talk
about.
So we're okay. The Scorsese movie that comes out today,
Listen to Flower Moon. Yeah,
yeah.
Here's
and
the deal: it's tracking over 20 million, 3.5 hours. DiCaprio's the star. That's a good opening. The Taylor Swift concert film will be number one, though. It's going to drop off considerably, probably about 30 million. I read an article that says in the first 3 days that movie was released, when it made 96 million here domestically, that almost basically guaranteed her a net profit of 55 million in a pocket, because the concert film cost 15 million to produce. And very little advertising. Most of it was done on Instagram.
Word of mouth. So yeah,
This is all. Anybody that tries to knock this movie not doing 100 million, I mean, this is a massive, massive, massive financial success, Doug, for her.
God love her.
Yeah. We got 1% of this, we'd be okay.
Yeah, we'd be fine.
I'd be talking to you on an island right now.
Nothing wrong. Either that or a small college town somewhere.
Here's
in America.
One other bit of movie news event. Just next weekend. This movie, Five Nights at Freddy, which is based on a video game, it fits into the horror genre, although it's PG-13. Tracking at a $40 million opening weekend, even though it's day-to-day with Peacock, meaning it'll be in theaters on over 3,000 screens, but you could also watch it on Peacock if you want to stream it. That would be the second biggest opening weekend this fall behind the Taylor Swift concert film. Pretty impressive. Listen, people want to go back to, clearly, people do want to go back to the movies, and they are going back to the movies.
Yep. I don't want to go, except there's nothing I want to see.
I know.
At the moment.
I know. You don't like this horror thing, right?
I like the horror thing, and I'm not sure I want to go see De Niro, although I like them, and DiCaprio. It's too violent. It's too much. Yeah. Who needs it? Especially at this time. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you on Monday, or I won't, but the ladies will. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.